Coming to you from Cary, North Carolina, and Jackson, Michigan, it's the Get Options Podcast with your hosts, Adam Silver and Kyle Maurer. This is the show where your WordPress questions are given some serious and not so serious options. And here they are.
Hello, and welcome to episode 127 of the Function Get Options Podcast, the irreverent fun advice show about your life with WordPress. I'm Adam Silver with my friend, my co-patriot, my buddy, Mr. Kyle Maurer. Say hi, Kyle.
Hi, Kyle.
For those who didn't know, we had to retake that because you made fun of the way I said a certain word this morning.
Now do we need to retake this because we brought it up?
No, it's going to be a blooper reel. Beep. Here we go. No, okay. So, and hey, we have a guest. You want to introduce our guest?
Our guest is Joe Howard of WP Buffs fame.
Joe Howard.
Back again. You know, it's been 27 episodes since we heard Joe's voice on the show.
Has it been that many, really?
Yeah. Yeah. You know how I know it so easily? Because Joe was our guest in episode 100.
That is true. That is true. Duh.
I like to make the math easy for people.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
It's going to be hard now moving forward. If we bring you back an episode like, 200, then it's like awkward. It's like you're 63rd episode later. I don't know. It's going to be weird.
Yeah. That was the peak. I think that was when this show peaked.
Well, episode 100.
So this is Joe is like our repeat guest again today.
Wow.
It's going to be great.
All right.
Great show.
Yeah. Cool.
All right.
Welcome back, Joe. And we'll start with you. What's going on in your life? What's new in your life, in your world, besides that adorable child you just showed us?
Man, lots going on. This is I'm super happy to get to just hang out here and chat with y'all. But it's been so long, Adam. We were talking before we were recording, like, I don't think we've seen each other since WordCamp US last year. I've been kind of like out of things on parental leave for a while. So like that's my biggest news is that Morrison is here. He's 4 months old. You were just checking him out before the show. He's a little squirt. That's a huge thing. I think obviously like this whole COVID thing is obviously news for everybody and an update for everybody, how everybody's doing. But we're doing okay.
So you have that up in DC, that area? I didn't know you guys got it.
We did. Yeah. We did. It snuck in through through the Maryland, Virginia, and then poof, came into DC. And actually, DC folks are kind of upset right now because DC has this whole like, it's a district, not a state, and so we didn't get as much funding as we should have, even though we have like way bigger populations and a lot of places that got way more funding. Uh-huh. So DC is struggling a little bit right now.
Yeah, that's rough.
Wow. I don't know if you know, but my wife actually had coronavirus.
I did not know that.
Yeah,
she was. Now I know. How's she doing?
She's fine. She's completely healed. 99% healed. No one's perfect. she is.
For yourself.
Hey, she's fine. My daughter had some light symptoms. I had no symptoms. My boys had no symptoms. But we were probably exposed to it to some capacity. So she's a flight attendant. So she probably got it in that capacity. And then her work in general is been cut way back to 95% less flights. So we'll see how that plays out the next few months as far as her employment goes.
For sure. I feel like a lot of folks know like people who work for airlines, and half of me is like, oh, these airlines getting these bailouts, and like that's kind of stupid. But then I'm like, know a lot of people who are like flight attendants, like, well, I want them to be okay.
Right. It's just it's interesting. Yeah. And today, the day we're recording this is like the day here in North Carolina that restrictions have opened as of like 6 p.m. yesterday, technically, May 8th.
Going to the beach?
So, yeah, we're going right to the beach. No.
Right.
It's still social.
Going to a rave.
It's phase one of three phases. The next one will be, in theory, 2 weeks from now if numbers continue to decline anyway. So.
Right. Yeah. That's the trick, right? It's like, if you have to measure the progress, right, it's like slow down that curve, flatten the curve. And if you see numbers going down, that's good. And if you see numbers going up, just need enough testing to make sure we know what's going on.
And I'm pretty sure people are idiots. And I just you hope for the best, plan for the worst, right? I mean,
I mean, we are the lucky people who can live at home and do our stuff at home. We can carry on. Yeah. So we're the ones I guess should be taking full advantage of that. And if other people desperately need to get out of the house for something, like, well, whatever, that's their business. But us, we don't have to, and we probably shouldn't.
Right. It's hard. It's difficult. I mean, I have teenage kids, and that's a hard part because they just want to be out and about, see their friends, you know.
They just need to bond with their dad, okay? Build some character, quality dad time.
Exactly what they want to do at that age.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Go build something together. Go build a tree fort. Yeah. Right. And then unbuild it and build it again.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Nice.
Fancy.
Got the power tools.
Yeah. So, Kyle, what's up in your life? What's going on over there? What's the update?
I don't know. I don't know. We're just, I'm working on more house projects.
Is that chicken coop done?
Projects like
Getting close. It's getting close. The chicken coop is almost done. I've got to build like a hatch today, and then like the sliding door that lets the birds out in the morning. I debated whether we should get like an electronic one that's timed and automatically lets them out, you know, at sunrise and sunset. I decided to just build one with some pulleys.
Okay. Are you gonna do?
And so I'm gonna be building that this afternoon.
Are you gonna put AC in that thing for the summer?
I think they'll be okay. I built it to be like pretty efficient. It's got good ventilation.
Okay.
We'll see. I'll monitor it. I'll keep a close eye. But I mean, this is Michigan. There's gonna be a couple of weeks this summer that are like uncomfortably hot, and then the rest of the summer is really nice and pleasant.
Nice. How do chickens actually do in heat?
What?
How do chickens actually do in heat?
Pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty good. You know, they'll. Okay. I don't know. They're fine.
Okay.
They survive. They'll take a little dust bath. They'll lay in the shade.
Okay. Sounds good.
Is this an egg move, Kyle? Is this so you can have fresh eggs? Is that like the goal, or are there like, you know?
Yeah, we'll take the eggs. Reasons. We'll take the eggs. Yeah. But we like. I've always liked chickens. I grew up on a farm, and we had every animal that you can raise on a farm at one time or another. And chickens were always my favorite. They're the most fun, the most interesting. Okay. They have all these like adorable little personalities, and they're just entertaining. So I think they're great pets, outstanding pets. And that's Abigail is our two-year-old daughter is so into them. She loves them. She's given them great names. She wants nothing more than to just spend time with her little chickies every day.
Nice.
Yeah. I remember being in like third grade in school or something and having the terrarium, hatching the chick eggs. I don't know if y'all did that when you were in school, but I still remember that pretty vividly. So I think chicks and young daughters like go together hand in hand pretty well.
They sure do. Hand in hand. They're always in her hand. Yeah. Constantly. She can't put them down. Nice. The little balls of puff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, cool. Nothing else going on besides that? Just some house projects, huh?
I don't know, maybe.
Okay. Cool. Right on. Real quick update on my life there. Had a physical, finally, you know, 3.5-4 years later. And things were so-so for the most part. You know, I'm going to hit a big number this year. So I'm back at it exercise-wise. I've already dropped 8 pounds in 2 weeks. So that's pretty good.
Nice.
It's just a matter of removing the bad choices I've been making. It's like with the COVID-19 kind of on that topic, I've been eating like I've still been working out with my group of guys, and we have been working out like in, you know, 6 weeks together, hardcore. So I gained some weight, and yeah, stuff is just high on the numbers. I'm right on that cusp of like, if I could keep it to the left, I'm on the good side of things. But go to the right, it can go downhill real fast. So. Yeah. I'm fixing everything. I'm just taking precaution. I'm taking steps to, you know, continue on good health, if you will. And you guys should too. I mean, honestly, I can tell you from experience, it does not get easier. So.
No, it doesn't. Yeah, yeah. You're always making it clear like this is the situation. And now we've got the spectrum here, like the three of us.
Right.
Adam has like gone through all of it and is fighting the dad bod battle. And I'm starting to experience it too. Like I just got a new pair of pants the other day, and they're supposed to be the right size. And I'm like, I can't wear these. What's going on down here in this area? Yeah, this is not right. I've never experienced this before. This jiggliness is new.
Yeah.
So dad bod is here. Watch out, Joe. Watch out.
I know, already 4 months in, and it's already like on my mind as a thing. But Adam, you were talking about you have like a group of friends, you do exercise, and like, I guess you are like in an exercise group together.
Yeah,
is that like a virtual thing now? You're like in a text chain, you like keep each other accountable and stuff?
We did go virtual via Zoom and stuff. There was we called it Johnny Mnemonic. Mm-hmm. So the group is called F3. I'll tell you about it some other time offline. It's a men's group thing. It's a women's version too. It's free. It's like a boot camp thing. But anyway, okay. we did a Thursday. Thursdays was Johnny Mnemonic. So somebody would lead the workout. You go in your garage, you get some free weights or something heavy, and we do 45 minutes of workouts. I didn't really participate in those too much. I just took the dog for light runs and walks every day, but that doesn't cut it. You know, it doesn't get the heart rate up to burn enough calories, and just to get you moving. You know, and then that leads to then brain chemistry, imbalances, if you will. And that leads to poor choices in food, which then it's a vicious circle.
Totally. Mm-hmm. It is. Mm-hmm. Anyway. My brain kind of works that way too. I'm like, I'm either like doing everything right or I'm like, whatever, like eat whatever. Don't exercise.
Exactly. And I can tell you, it is, it's, that's why, I mean, I exercise for mental health. I mean, the amount I do at the bare minimum is like every 2-3 days, but it's just a matter of, you know, just, I do have this aspiration 6 months from today to have dad bod be gone.
Okay. So we wish you the best. Luck.
Thank you.
You can do this.
You got it. You got it.
All right.
So, I'm going to text you every day being like, hey, you work out today?
not a problem. Not a problem, man. So, anyway. This is the point at which we do talk about everything that's new. So I brought this into the show notes there. I want to actually ask Joe about this since, you know, he's in the same field as myself. The GoDaddy hack, there was, 28,000 accounts that were exposed or vulnerable based on the SSH hack. Did it affect you at all? You got any of your client base?
Yeah, I think it did.
Fair enough.
Something
yeah.
I don't directly manage that work. That's what Nick does. Yeah. But there were definitely some messages going around in Slack saying, like, hey, here's some steps we need to take. Yeah, it's kind of funny because GoDaddy is this huge company, so like obviously this is very not good. But you know, it's also like GoDaddy, they're that big, and they're just like, all right, this happened, let's move on. So yeah, we're just trying to do as good a job as possible, making sure that people know what happened and that if they don't feel comfortable in GoDaddy anymore, we're happy to, you know, help present them. Other options and stuff.
Yeah, so, I have no clients.
How about
there?
You, Adam?
Well, I have no clients over there at all. That's not true. I have one. That's not true. I do have one relatively new client, but there's no SSH turned on there. So, you know, I have no clients at that using that level of server. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't think we had a ton. Maybe like a handful. This is maybe also one of the pain in the butts of us choosing the option of saying we'll work with you regardless of where you're hosting or what kind of hosting you're using. We work with everybody, and this ends up happening. You know. Case is like, you have to work with fully managed WordPress hosting because then it's easier for everybody and better for everybody. But not everyone, you know, wants to pay $20 a month for some people.
Right.
I don't know.
So. It's a frustration. I hear you. I know.
Yeah.
I have turned down some clients on the maintenance side for if I'm very familiar with the host they've chosen because I just don't want to deal with that host because I just know it's a pain in the butt. I will turn some of those away. Or I'll try to give them a new option to say, hey, you know, here's some other options that are better. If you're not too far in, if you're up for renewal, maybe we can move you now. That kind of thing, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's really good because I remember back in the day, you know, any client that came to me was like, yeah, please give me money. Like, let's work together, whatever you need. And now it's the other side of things.
Right.
It's like
it's fine.
We can choose who we want to work with, and
things are saying no is very powerful.
I'm glad you're in that boat.
Totally, totally.
Amazing.
Kyle, you guys have any concerns there with Sandhills? No, he's like no, like we don't do it. We don't do that.
Done. Next question.
Kyle, that's all you.
We just found out that Brandy Edwards is now a U.S. field marketing manager at GoDaddy. Congrats to Brandy and the GoDaddy team. She's going to be working with our friend Adam Warner.
So, just to give you a mistake to correct you, it's actually Sandy Edwards.
Wait, what? Oh, you're right.
I'm like, who's...
All right, let's restart the episode, you guys. Let's restart the episode.
It's Sandy.
We can't have somebody call me out on a mistake.
That was autocorrect. I think that autocorrected, and then you just said it. That's why.
Yeah, change it to Strandy.
I was wondering, I'm like, who's Brandy Edwards? I'm like...
Doggone it.
Yeah.
I was in a hurry.
Apparently, yeah. So congratulations to Sandy. That's awesome. She's one of my favorite people. She's amazing. And she's led up kids camp for many years at different WordCamps, including Miami, Raleigh last year. She was supposed to do it this year for us, but you know, US. Yeah, so she's awesome. So
yeah, she's one of the best people ever. I still got one of my WordCamp kids WordCamp shirts here in my drawers.
Right. Oh.
In your drawers.
I thought the same thing.
Got it.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Oh, yeah. All right. And also in the news, changes. What do you got there, Mr. Joe?
Just another changes. Allie Nimmons is now a Buff, so that's kind of like personal news and good for this segment, I guess.
Right. Way cool.
She's been here for about a month. She's doing great.
Awesome.
Yeah, we're super stoked to have her. And yeah,
what
I think
role?
Nick and Dean, she's customer success. Okay. Although we'll see. You know, I'm a big kind of proponent of getting the right people on the bus, and then we'll figure out like what the best roles are for you over the long term. But customer success is a great place for her to start. She's going to excel in that role. And then, yeah, she may eventually kind of move a little bit more into similar role to you, Kyle, or at least like part of her time, because
really?
We have some HR needs. We have some diversification needs and things we're thinking about in that area. And so I think it might be interesting for her to dedicate some time there, as well as maybe some documentation, like leading the charge and documentation stuff. So she's gonna start on customer success though, and just kind of nail that, and then expand into things she wants to do.
So you said cool. You said that is very cool. You said, Joe, getting the right people on the bus. Did you pull that from this?
I don't. It's been so long since I read that. Good to Great is what you're holding
right
now.
Right.
Probably. I would give it a high chance because I've read that.
I finished it.
What I say.
Yeah.
But I can't remember like where, why I say
it. I'm like,
it.
That's in that book. Yeah.
Yeah. Totally. Totally. Great book.
Great book.
So I guess what you're talking about is they say get the right people on the bus and then get the people in the right positions on that bus,
right,
like, is the idea of it.
Right.
You don't always know what the right positions are going to be. So it's kind of a two-step process, you know.
I might send this book to Pippin Williamson so that way he can kind of review who he has on his bus. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Actually, I wish I could afford to have Kyle Maurer on my bus.
Oh, gee, that's really sweet.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, no,
it's
it is. Oh, yeah, totally. And not only that, but I would actually put him in the driver role.
No way.
Yeah.
You would let me run one of your brands?
Yeah, totally. Without question.
Which one?
Doesn't matter.
Get options?
No, except that one.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. Right on. Awesome. What you wearing, what you're wearing, what you're drinking now? What you wearing, what you're wearing, what you're drinking now? All right, I'll go first. Mine's easy. I'm wearing a Jetpack shirt. I'm drinking coffee, and I'm reading The Big Leap because Kyle told me to read it again last week.
All right, I'll go second because I'm also easy. I'm wearing a Nexus hosting t-shirt, a WordPress baseball cap, a WordCamp Ann Arbor hoodie, and I'm reading Shape Up by Basecamp, and I'm drinking Bailey's Irish Cream.
Whoa, early.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
I know. It's not that early. I've already been up for hours. I prepped a long time ago. I've run to the hardware store. I've been doing chores around the house. I'm taking a break right now to chat with y'all.
Building the chicken coop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's impressive. It's impressive. Okay. Right. And Joe?
Joe.
What is that?
I'm wearing this CrossFit Sherman Texas shirt.
So not a WordPress shirt.
Yeah. Mm. Trying to battle. Yeah. I'm sorry. I forgot my WordPress shirt today. But yeah, I guess trying to battle that dad bod. Sterling's from Texas. So when we go down, sometimes I work out there and got this shirt there. No coffee today, but I got tea. I got it's green mint tea. Start the day off right in my custom Marvin mug. That's my dog.
That's cool.
Marvinator.
Yeah.
So he gets to hang out with me all the time. Reading. I'm reading sci-fi right now. I'm reading nothing business related at all. It's all sci-fi. I'm actually on like book 6 of this, the final book of this series I've been reading for like a few months. I can't remember what the series is called right now,
but it's
the 6th book of it, and it's fantastic.
We'll put a link to that.
Enjoying
show notes.
Just what did you say? Yeah, old man. Yeah, the man's old man's war. Old man's war. That sounds right. Great series. If you're into sci-fi, highly recommend.
Okay, love it.
Cool. Awesome.
Very cool. Very cool.
And on that, hey, Kyle, guess what?
I'm guessing it's time to bring out Baby Morrison Howard so we can get a youthful perspective and also raise the maturity level of this podcast as well at the same time.
You want a mo check-in?
Well, we could do that.
I'm thinking his perspective would be helpful on these questions.
That'd be great, as well as you can bring him out while we're doing this. That's right. It's questions time. You sent them in. We read them. We researched them. And now it's time to give you some options. Options, options, options. So are you ready, Mo? Hey, Mo, are you ready? You guys call him Mo?
Mo and Joe.
Nice.
The Mo and Joe show.
Look at that pure podcaster. He's all on it.
Right to the microphone. Nice. All right. Yeah. I'm going to ask the first question, and we'll give that. I'll ask it, and you guys can answer it to start with. This one's sent in by Anonymous. How do you help employees pursue their own career ambitions?
Okay.
What are some options there?
Right. I've got plenty.
Do you?
Yeah, for sure.
I have one. Yeah. Joe, why don't you go first on that one?
Some quick ones. But usually important to have pretty regular one-on-ones with your employees and your team. Make sure that you're having regular times to check in with folks, not just about how things are going professionally or how things are going, with their specific whatever tasks or milestones, but checking in with them personally too. That's a nice way to talk more with folks about, what the future looks like, not just like, what do you have to do this week? But, hey, what is the next quarter look like, or what does next year look like? And that kind of leads also into, are the things you're doing the things you're excited about? Are there other things that you maybe want to work on here? Are there things that you haven't worked on that might be options for you? I think that's a nice way to make sure you're continuing to have conversations with team members, not just about what they're doing right now, but about other things they may want to do as well.
Okay. Oh, nice. Yeah. Solid.
Really good.
Kyle, you want to throw one in?
I think it's important to think about how years from now your employees are going to be interviewing for their dream job. So picture that moment. And the interviewer is going to be hitting them with hard questions. Okay. The hard questions like, how do you handle stressful situations at work? And now what you can do is help your employees prepare for that moment by pouring as much stress on them as possible. they'll have an amazing answer to the question and get that dream job, and help them prepare for all the other hard questions. Like, for example, how do you handle a situation where someone asks you to do something that you felt was wrong? Maybe give your employees the preparation they need for that future moment by routinely asking them to take advantage of their customers, provide false reports to shareholders, hack competitors, backstab their colleagues, and so on. They'll thank you later. This is preparation for the future so they can get that dream job.
Okay. Right. Yeah. It's also relatively solid. I'm blown away, really.
Think about them, okay? Step out of yourself and think about them.
Yeah.
It was Kyle who hacked GoDaddy. I think that's
right. Right. So I have an option. Many people would say the easy answer would just be to help them pursue their own career ambition is to fire them. Just get them out of your place. But that's just too easy.
You're doing them a favor.
It's a little too easy. It's a softball. So I say the opposite. Empower them with the job they have and the autonomy they want to pursue things. But of course, you update the onboarding documentation, and where in the fine print you indicate anything they create whilst under your employee, you own for life plus 200 years.
Okay.
Fair.
Got to protect yourself.
Right. I mean, let them do anything they want, pay them, give them autonomy, give them empowerment to do stuff in any capacity, and pay even for them to go to classes and pay them to have a secondary degree. But anything they create, you own. So
yeah.
Encourage totally.
Them to I would invent things and get patents.
That really I end up with.
I might combine even some of the things you two said, because I feel like back when I was a younger business owner, I was pretty easy on folks and kind of let folks do what they wanted to, and it didn't always work out fine. I actually found that like being a little harder on folks had a huge positive for everybody. Because I think at the core, people want to like achieve things. They want to be driven. They want to have like meaning in their work. And if you're just like so lax about, whatever happens, it's not always like, no pressure, no diamonds is what I say. Ooh. So I think that like giving people a little bit of, a kick in the butt sometimes is a good thing. Not like a disrespectful one. Of course, everything's, we try to do as leaders needs to be respectful. But, we got to like kick it into gear. And that, I think that excites not only maybe an individual, but the whole team, because if the team feels like everybody's really like, you know, in a fervor to like move things forward, then that's good for everybody and it's good for your business. So a little kick in the butt doesn't hurt, I think.
I love that. No pressure, no diamonds. Yeah. And truth be told,
RG3.
I probably fall into that camp, even, but it's hard when you are top of the pyramid. Like, what's my pressure? So I always have to think about it. It's the people outside of this room, i.e., my family. It's something the bigger picture. You know, like I need to focus down sometimes, but it is not easy. So, you know, yeah, there's no pressure, no diamonds. That's good. That's strong.
Yeah, it's an RG3. I'm from Washington, so two great years of RG3, and that was I had the shirt, you know, at one point even. But yeah,
I'm gonna steal that. That's gonna be Adam Silver 1. Kyle, you have any other options there?
I've got a couple quick things.
Yeah, go ahead.
That I thought of regarding this question, because as a matter of fact, this is something that I'm working on.
Right.
I'm taking responsibility for making sure that we have, for the first time, some more clarity throughout the organization on what the opportunities are for everyone working here, and so that everyone can like look ahead and start to like use their imagination a little bit, reflect on their ambitions and get themselves on a path to achieving their long-term goals. Mm-hmm. And so that they see it here, because if you don't go out of your way to create that clarity and have those conversations with your employees, well, they'll draw their own conclusions and generally just assume that the only way for them to advance their career is either to like just wait around until a promotion opportunity appears as the organization changes or grows, like someone leaves a current post, or leave the company if they want to grow. That will be the conclusion they'll generally draw if you don't go out of your way to paint the picture with them. So a couple of the things that I have observed and am acting on. Number one is starting very early. I think this is critical. You really have to engage your employees way early in order to really effectively help them pursue those career ambitions. You can't just suddenly one day change someone's role or promote them to their dream job when they decide that they're ready. It never works that way. It takes a long time to gradually help someone get there. So if they have some kind of ambition, they need to, over time, do a number of things. They need to get a little experience doing those things or related things that they aspire to one day do. They need to acquire the skills necessary to do them well. They need to have opportunities, and I think this is actually important, to validate this vision that they have. Because if they're shooting to do something that they're not currently doing, they're probably shooting to do something that they haven't really done yet. And so part of this process is giving them opportunities to validate that vision that they have and confirm that the thing they're shooting for is actually what they want to do. Many employees might find out once they've actually achieved that, once they've got into that role, that it's not as glamorous as they thought it might be. Mm-hmm. So giving people opportunities to experience some of what that kind of a role entails will help confirm whether it's really for them, or teach them that maybe it's not all they hoped it would be and they should alter their vision and mission. They also need to develop some proficiency in order to be like a qualified candidate for the role they're pursuing. And a smaller factor, but within your small organization, it is necessary for them to be able to hand off the duties that they're currently handling to new hires. And those things you can't just abruptly drop on another member of the staff. So starting way earlier allows you to strategically, over time, involve an employee in slightly different projects, hand some tasks and duties to them that you might otherwise not, but you know that this is kind of helping groom them for where they want to go long term. Maybe allowing them to go to conferences, enroll in online events, take online courses and trainings in order to acquire the skills for the role that they're speaking, but all of that takes a lot of time. So starting early is tip number one. Tip number two is a little more tangible, I think. Implement micro progressions. Now, as I mentioned before, many employees may have this conception that in order for them to level up, there just has to be, they just have to wait. They have to wait until new opportunities appear at the company that they're at. And we're talking generally in a small business context, but like, you know, if I want to be a manager, I have to wait until the current manager abdicates that role. Like they leave, they quit, they get fired, or they get promoted to something else. And then that role becomes vacant and then I can apply for it. That is the only potential way that I can move up in this organization as far as I can see it, me being the employee. We running the companies have a much bigger vision. We plan and anticipate growth for the organization so that there's not going to be just that one manager position. There's going to be a variety of different positions. We're expanding the size of our departments. We're expanding the number of leadership oriented roles, and employees don't see that. But it isn't just about promotions and big role changes. I think micro progressions are really powerful, and this is something that we're working on implementing too. A lot of other companies have something have like it. So it's not a brand new model. I didn't invent it, but it's little small level ups that might not even be known to the rest of the team. Might just be between the employee and their employer or supervisor. But it can include changes in one's duties, responsibilities, focuses, and generally compensation as well. So I'm talking about like within the job that you have, you as an employer can define like different levels or grades or steps. There are a number of different labels that employers apply here. And there can be like two, or there can be a dozen. You could be, you know, a support technician level one, a support technician level five. You can be a junior developer, grade A, grade B, and so on. And these can mean something within your handbook. And they can be correlated with the responsibilities you get handed and with the compensation you end up with. But it becomes possible when you clearly document this with your employees for people to level up without the hierarchy of the company or the structure of the company changing in any way. Mm-hmm. They can earn by following the prescribed steps and achieving the level of mastery that you lay out. They can earn an upgrade that gets them more duties or more recognition and more money.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's
really powerful.
It is. I am again blown away by the knowledge bombs that you come up with. Yeah. No, I mean, I say it like lighthearted, but you know, it's true. You know, you have experience right now, hands on doing this. That's smart. I didn't think about really. I mean, Joe, you both have employees. I mean, Joe has employees. Kyle obviously isn't a company, but also manages that aspect of it as well. And it makes total sense that you guys are dealing with that on the front lines, if you will. I don't have that just yet because all my people are contractors, so I don't really have that. But I do have what Joseph said. I need to take a different approach. I am a little too nice, I think. I mean, it bit me in the butt. You know, a few months ago, I had a bad developer, a nice person. Balls got dropped. You know, I almost lost a big client out of it. You know, but that was on me because I'm like, okay, well, here's all the autonomy. Here's the money. Get the job done without the additional pressure. Yeah, so, yeah. And I really thought, honestly, I think I might have mentioned this to Kyle, I really thought that relationship with this other developer might have been my next progression of my company. I thought maybe there's a partnership there because I would love to have a partner in one aspect to just balance that off of. You know, I mean, there's pros and cons, as Kyle's been through that as well. But, you know, obviously it didn't work out that way. It didn't happen whatsoever, you know, so, but yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
Anyway, and I do want to say one last thing on this question. I didn't think about it at first about career ambitions in the job, pursue their own career ambitions. My first thought was then like leaving you, like outside career ambitions, which but I didn't think to even worry about the fact that they're working with you now internally. That actually is more important, I think, than them worry about them leaving. You can't control that.
Right.
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 Yeah. I like a lot of what you said, Kyle. Having that roadmap, super important.
It really is.
Also, yeah, for companies that are, I mean, Sandhills has been around for a long time now. And, you know, I think a lot of people starting off may hear that and be like, okay, I got to start implementing that like stuff day one. There may be some other stuff that might be higher priority at that time. Like Kyle's been doing this for a long time and he's, you know, now after everything you said, I'm like, bow down to Kyle, master at this stuff. I took some notes during that literally while you were talking. So I was like, oh, this is some stuff we should think about more. I mean, I think definitely something you want to like achieve eventually, but man, like, I also, people shouldn't feel the pressure, like, too much pressure. If they're like a young, smaller company, like, oh, we got it. There's other priorities as well. But for me, like someone who's at my position at WP Buffs, like, Kyle, that's perfect for me. Cause it's like, whoa, that's some actionable stuff that we can really take and really think about how we want to do things at WP Buffs. Cause we have some of those thoughts, about some of those things we want to do as well. So thank you.
Yeah.
Right. We're cool. Transparent about it too. You can go to docs.sandhillsdev.com and read our handbook, and it describes how job levels work there. If you're interested in just like reading how we do
Sweet.
It.
Cool.
Yeah.
So. Awesome. All right. You want to ask a second question there, Kyle?
We have a second question.
We do.
Oh yeah, we do. Holy cow. This is a good question. We had a lot of fun on this first question. I actually thought it was the second one. This is a question that comes to us from Dave. Dave asks, I am a indie freelance advanced developer. That said, I keep busy and make pretty good money. Oddly enough, my family doesn't think I work hard enough or deserve the money. Options to convince them of their error? Thanks, Dave.
Oh, yeah. So oh, I have one option and one factual tidbit here.
Yep.
Option one. Stop paying for internet, car insurance, or groceries, and make them start paying rent and mortgage.
Oh,
I'm like, I don't deserve the money. Then I guess you don't get to live here. You eat for free, yo.
Brutal. Yeah.
Right.
You're not messing around.
Mic drop, just right there.
All right.
And I will say this as well. It reminds me of when I was a trainer for Apple. You know, I had worked as a product champion, that's what they called it, at one of the big resellers for many years, and I left to do my own thing. And then right when I left, I got the call to say, hey, do you want to be one of our trainers? Because now you're doing that thing, you know, you're a user. I'm like, sure. And I was offered an amazing day rate, like crazy money day rate. It was based on a big, large PO, but the per day rate would be kind of crazy. And I told my wife, I showed her the contract. She's like, what? They're going to pay you how much per day? Why? And I was a little Ellen. Like, what do you mean why? It's because she goes, are you worth that? I'm like, wow, just not making her husband feel all that, like, you know, proud. Yeah. So the ways to convince are just, it didn't happen overnight. The fees we charge now for WordPress is because of experience. The rate I got based on when I was the Apple trainer was of 10 years of knowledge, you know, and expertise in that industry and how to train sales reps to sell to people like myself. It was a full circle. And that day rate included me traveling, you know, all this stuff, you know, little things, all the little incidentals. But, you know, and also the downside was it was net 45 pay, which was unfortunate from Apple's yes. perspective. But yeah, so it's a matter of just, I don't think you need to convince them. Just say, hey, look, yeah, I'm worth this because I put in the time. I put in those, what, 10,000 hours, you know. Now, honestly, now Ellen, I tell her sometimes what we charge for projects and stuff, or, you know, and she's like, not that she doesn't care, but she's like, okay, A, and B, great, you know, just as long as we're paying rent, getting groceries, and paying internet, she's happy. She never brings it up again. I think she felt bad. This was honestly 20 years ago. Yeah, about 20 years ago. So, I don't know. I guess she just didn't realize the knowledge base that I had in that industry. So, yeah. It happens.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
I'm right. What do you think, Joe? How do you feel about this question?
Oh, this is like I've got a lot of feelings about this question.
Me too.
Before I did any WordPress stuff, I was a high school math teacher. And that was the job that I've worked the hardest at in my entire life. Way harder and way more hours and way more work than I ever did doing anything with WP Buffs or digital marketing or anything like that. And it's also... Well, you know, when WP Buffs was starting off, it wasn't making a ton of money. But when I was a high school math teacher, I mean, I was working in DC Public Schools, which was the highest paying public school district for first year teachers. And I was making like $48K a year. And it's just when I think about like, okay, the people who, oh, Joe, like the business owner, like, oh, like, he's like, of course he's expected to do well financially. Like, that's part of that, right? But like, the job of educating the future of the world is like, no. And like, again, in my opinion, like those people work insane hours. Like those people don't have Sundays. They're like prepping for their whole weeks of worth of school. They're working, you know, from 6 a.m. until 8 or 9 p.m. every day. And so, yeah, I mean, I think to bring it back to this question, it's really just, I think that there's kind of a there's always kind of this discrepancy in terms of, like, I think a lot of the hardest working people out there don't always make the most money. I mean, it's a lot of folks out there are working two jobs, three jobs, and working way more hours than, like, Joe, who does WP Buffs, like, for real. So, yeah, I think that there's a lot around that conversation. But, yeah, I mean, at the same time, like, you know, WP Buffs used to be nothing, and it got brought into something, as did Sand Hills, you know, as did all of, you know, the other companies we work at. So we did something to, like, bring that to fruition. Right. And the whole point of everything we're doing is, I mean, I won't speak for you two, but I always wanted to work a job where I didn't have to work a ton of hours and I could still make a good living for myself and send my kids to college. And
imagine,
like,
that.
That's the goal. And so I think having worked towards that, yes, of course, we're very lucky to be in the positions we're in, of course, but it doesn't, like, let's not totally forget, like, all the hard work I put into this too. Like, I worked hard for a lot of years to, like, get it to where it is today. It didn't, like, come magically out of nothing. And so, and that was purposeful. So
yeah, people get very emotional. People get very emotional about money. And also it's a very taboo topic about what you make and how much, and it's how much is people tie themselves and their identity to their income. You know, I mean, I share pretty freely, you know, if someone asks me, you know, what I charge, how I make, it is what it is. And at the end of the day, I do this in order to do what I want to do and, you know, put my daughter through college and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Not the, and just, the other two kids aren't going to school, though.
And yeah, just to finish off, because I want to try and answer Dave's question, which is, like, how do I convince my family of their error? I don't know. It's always a continued conversation, I think. Like, you're an advanced developer. I think there's, like, maybe they don't understand, like, the value of what an advanced developer does. Like, I think about, like, I have friends who are, like, lawyer, like, commercial lawyers, and they make, like, $300,000 a year plus, like, $100,000 bonus every, and, like crazy money for the average person. But also those law firms, like, those people are also, like, peons in the law firm, right? Like, those, they're making a lot of money, but they have to pay back their school student debt, and they work at this huge company where all the partners make all the real money. So it's like, it's all just, like, the value you're providing to the next level up, unless you're an entrepreneur and you own your own business. Like, you're, at some point you're going to, how much your project's worth? Well, the big client's buying this project for X amount and I'm doing 1% of that work. So, like, yeah, like, that's how the math works out. So I don't know. I think there's always, like, part of that is communication of, like, what is the true value of what you're doing? And as an advanced developer, you're probably doing stuff that, like, is in pretty high demand. Not a lot of other people out there can do it. And they probably just, like, want to get it done. And so they're just like, here's some money, go get the thing done. Right. So
Kyle, what do you got?
If people, well, you guys just give such nice answers. I would say that if people are thinking that you've got it too easy, buddy, you just need to start complaining a little more. Help them understand the hardships you go through by whining as much as everyone else does. Here are some quick ideas. You could moan and cry out in pain about how sore your back and butt are from sitting in your office chair all day. That's a start. You could grumble about how ungrateful your clients are when you go above and beyond, when you take the extra time to write detailed inline documentation in your code and make your markup perfectly semantic, but they just complain about the logo being too small. You could grumble about that a bit. You could vent about how stressful it is to track down bugs when your client site is running so many crappy third-party plugins, which are clearly made by amateurs who don't understand modern programming conventions. You could just vent about that all the time. Maybe eventually, if you complain enough, people would start to, it would sink in, and they would think, like, wow, yeah, I guess Dave does really have a pretty hard job, and he deserves that money that he works for. Maybe that would help. I don't know. That's an idea.
I like that a lot.
Love it. Love it. Agreed. Podcasting, or maybe, here with you. This sucks. I can't believe this is our jobs, man.
I know. Oh, gosh. I moan as I'm emerging from the office, like, oh, what a work day. Oh, I need to take it easy this evening.
I couldn't figure out like something last night. Like, I told this to Ellen on the way to, we were on the way to dinner from my office to the kitchen table. Like, oh man, I didn't get to finish those 10 uploads, you know, for photos, whatever it was. I'm like, yeah. So minute and not
totally
doesn't matter. You know? Yeah.
Yeah. Or you could just keep in mind that when people have bullcrap takes on your life like this, like, there's no justification for you going out of your way to appease them in any way. I think this is a totally unfair garbage take, and you should not let it get to you whenever people express that kind of perspective. That's their problem. That's their problem.
I agree.
I agree with that. The challenge here is that it is family. So yeah, you have to have some sort of conversation about it. But it depends. If they're close family, then like obviously like you need to have some conversation. But it's like the crazy old uncle, like, fine.
I know. I hate when people give like, just don't let it bother you advice, because that's also trash.
Right.
I hate hearing that. Just like, just let it roll off your shoulders. Don't worry about it. Well, that's stupid. And I don't mean to say that, but I do mean it is their problem. You should feel proud, Dave, because what you've done is really great and really important. You should hold your head up high. And I don't know, just every generation thinks the younger generation doesn't work as hard. So if this is a generational thing, you know, the last couple generations, they saw a tremendous number of jobs transition to like sitting at desks and looking at computers.
Right.
Not just programs, but everyone in HR, accounting, sales, marketing, teaching, doctors, researchers, engineers, you name it, like everybody. Are you a slacker just because you happen to do that same stuff at home?
Right.
Oh, like I'm sure the generation before those generations thought they were slackers because they were sitting at desks all day and not like outside building and driving and knocking on doors or whatever people did. And I'm sure those generations were the slackers, by the estimation of those before them, because they weren't riding on tractors or something like that. And maybe before them, they were riding on horses and called the tractor riders slackers. And before them, they called the horse riders slackers because they were making the horse do all the work. And I don't know. This is just like an endless cycle.
Wow. You're really impassioned.
Should be proud of.
Yeah.
It's not endless. It actually ends at the Big Bang. So
right. Keep going. We got plenty of time. Plenty of time here, sir.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. Yeah, so I agree. It's just a matter of just, you know, yeah, not to ignore it, bring it up, discuss it in some capacity, but, you know, they don't like it, they can move out.
I like discussing this kind of stuff, actually, because it's like, what is deserving?
Right.
Like, you know, this is like a deep conversation, I think, that it like requires, it's not just like sit down for 10 minutes and there's an answer, but this is an ongoing thing. I think we all have to battle with, especially
since. It's true. That's fair. Like, I feel like we probably all know people that there's a part of us where we're kind of like, man, like that person get to live that lifestyle and this is all they do. I see how much effort they put in and what kind of a person they are and all the stuff they get. And there's a part of us like notices.
Yeah.
Notices. We need to know some of those people who. Well, it seems like they got it made and don't put in that much effort.
Like the guy who lives down the street from Joe, over at 1600.
Right down the street. Shut down 16th Street.
Anyway, I'll stop. Don't get me started on that guy.
We're going to have a 3-hour podcast.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I think we did good there. We have a segment. Kyle, you want to explain the segment to Joe, who has never done this one before? So we've only done one
before.
Yeah,
this is a newer one, and we decided to bring it back. You know, sometimes we experiment with new games on the show just for the entertainment purposes, and they don't all work out.
This is my one of my favorites
away,
now. Yeah.
Pretend they never happened, but this one, we're bringing back. And last time we decided to just call it bomb.coms. All right, so that's the game that we're playing. And the game is each of us do a little research on the behalf of our listeners, because we are considerate individuals. We want to help our listeners pursue their own career ambitions. And what we think we've found for you are some available at the time of this recording domains that are excellent. We think that these are what you need to start your next exciting venture. So listen up. You, who's plugged our show into your ears, here are some great available domains coming at you, starting with Adam. What's your first domain?
So am I going to do all three? I have three or I have four. Should I do them all in that order?
If you want.
Yeah,
I'll
do all mine. We'll just do knock them out. So the first one is invalidstatement.com.
What is that for?
It's either a banned website or a developer-specific information.
Oh, okay.
Invalid statement, right? It's code.
Good. Right. Could be useful.
I think
invalid
so.
Invalid statement.
Right. The other one I had a couple of. I'll just knock mine out. Up and to the right. Money. Up and to the right. Money. Yeah. A financial blog.
Uh-huh. Good. Okay. Could be useful to a lot of people.
RemoveTheX.com.
Remove the X?
Yeah, like for a hitman.
Oh. Not like a ex-husband.
No, yeah. Well, pretty much, because, I mean, RemoveMyX.com is taken, so it's just remove the X. So this could be for a third party, like an independent freelancer in that industry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And that would be a catchy title.
Right. Yeah. And then lastly, the systems book. That's it. Thesystembooks.com. The systems books. Yeah. And that would be also be more technically oriented for like documentation about the systems, all about different systems.
Yeah. All systems. Just every system.
Right. Yeah. So there you go. All four are available right now. Invalid.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Invalidstatement.com probably be my favorite.
Yeah. I could see it being flexible.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right. What do you have?
I got a bunch here, right? I kind of go crazy with these domains. Let me hit you guys with a few. All right. First off, how to make a quarantine musical parody video.com. Because that's what everybody's doing right now. Everyone, and I mean everyone, is making an excessive number of like
TikTok,
musical
baby.
Parodies.
TikTok,
yeah, where we parody some popular song and make it about how we're getting through isolation. It's a cliche right now. Mm-hmm. How about me 3 free tree ski spree key.com?
Can you say that one more time? I maybe missed that.
Me 3 free tree ski spree key.com. I think it's kind of catchy. That's really just what I like about it.
Okay.
I don't know. It could be useful. Is it safe to touch my face.com? Useful resource for right now.
Does it just say no?
it's a random generator. Yes, no.
I mean, it could start with no. Maybe that's your MVP. This is a lesson in product development. Your MVP is just nice. No, and then you advance the sophistication. Maybe there could be qualifying questions. I don't know.
Love it.
Let's see. KyleFanCommunity.com is surprisingly taken and available. If anybody wants to do something interesting with that, you could. I'm just saying that you could for a low price right now. KyleFanCommunity.com. WPGraveyard.com exists, and I wish it didn't, because I wish that someone with more time on their hands than me would make a website that just was like the Google graveyard. That's you've seen that, or maybe there's an internet graveyard, but I would love to see a WordPress graveyard that's all of the like products and companies that have been sunsetted or shut down that no longer exist. I would love to see that. Wouldn't that be the coolest thing?
Well, I actually, we talked about this way years ago for the show, and I actually checked and I still have it saved. GraveyardWP.com also available. But it's like you said, I have too many other brands, so I'm not getting it right now.
You do. Yeah, you have too many. MattMullenberg.com is available.
It's an inside joke for those who don't know, from WordCamp US a couple years ago in Philly.
Everybody knows. Yeah. WPKitchenSync.com is available.
What? That's not funny.
Check this one out. BuffsWP.com is available.
Not anymore.
I'm going to announce it on the show, and then someone spammy is going to grab it and start spamming from our email. Oh, yeah. Hey, you need a new care plan? We'll upgrade you.
Hey,
I'm grabbing it right now.
Come on down to the Buffs. Yeah, WPDRR.com is available. D for day, WP. Anyway, it's a joke.
Okay, yeah.
All right, it's not funny, okay? WPDRR.
Instead of MRR?
Yes, instead of MRR. All right, it's not funny. How about 30secondmotivation.com?
Wow. That's just mean. So what Joe doesn't know is that I have a new podcast coming out called 1minmotivation.com.
But seriously. 59-second motivation, I think. That's
you guys are just mean. Not going to happen.
Yeah. Whatever. I try. All right.
Is that all you got?
Those sucked.
Yeah, okay. It's all good. All right.
All right, what's Joe got?
Joe, what do you got?
All right. I got a few here that I searched in the time that y'all were talking because I didn't know exactly what the segment was about. But I found bomb.coms.com if people want to make a little niche part of this show and support that. You can list some bomb.coms on bombs.coms.com.
That's too good.
Lots of WP domains I found. I found WP.club. Okay. Which is available. It's only $5,499.99, but it's a pretty good domain. I actually found there's one here that I found that was really good, well priced. Oh, WP.news. It's only $500. Wow. I mean, it's expensive for a domain, but like WP.news is like if you wanted to like be WordPress, like start a WordPress publisher, like you know, a tavern or a post status or something, like you, that's a great domain. So there's a lot of WP.domain extensions. Before this podcast goes live, let me scoop up a few of these.
Is there crimebaby.com also available in the background?
Crime Morrison Howard Baby .com.
Morrison Howard Baby.
What would it be? Dot baby? I don't know.
Yeah. Is there a dot baby?
I don't know. We'll find out. Bufftastic.com.
Bufftastic is available? No way.
Bufftastic.com. Yeah. If it's not available after this, it's because I bought it. So
okay.
I just thought of it just now and it looks like it's available. I was actually surprised it's available, but yeah, it is. It's only $1 a month for the first year. You know how GoDaddy does it. It's only a dollar. And then like recon. It's not $50 this year.
I'm getting it right now. It's over at Hover. Thank you.
No, don't even look. Don't even search it because I'm convinced that they're like GoDaddy is like the airlines. If a lot of people like search the same domain, they'll be like, oh, now it's like $5 more. So no, don't do it.
Right. Well, you know, sure, Dotster actually had that. They had a class action lawsuit against them for doing that. About 10 years ago, Dotster was accused of when people would look for domains and not grab it, and a week or two later, it was taken, and then the price was now like 5x the price. So yeah, it was a thing because they could see, obviously, based on searches, right? So they got shut down for that. Not shut down, they got penalized for that for like a half million dollars, whatever it was. Yeah. Yeah. You got any more?
Gotcha.
Was that the last one?
Nope.
Okay.
That's it. That's all I got.
Okay. Well, it's been awesome having you, Mr. Joe Howard, on the show. We'll see you again in about, 27 more weeks?
Episode. Yep. Episode
154.
27? What episode was it?
Anyway. Anything. That's it. I think we'll just wrap it up here. Thanks for listening, dear listener. Be sure to email us any questions you have at questions@getoptionspodcast.com or use the SpeakPipe function and feature of the website. You can find us each online, Twitter primarily, @get_options. Kyle's at Mr. Kyle Maurer. I'm at Hey Adam Silver. Joe, where can they find you?
At Joseph H. Howard.
Okay, awesome. We'll see you next time. Say goodbye, Kyle.
Goodbye, Kyle.
And here they are.
Hello and welcome to episode 127 of the Function Get Options podcast, the irreverent fun advice show about your life with WordPress. Hey, do I need to do this over? I'm doing that over. I'm cutting this piece out. You go back to be nothing.